like to call to order the meeting of Port Malabar Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreation District on December 9th, 2019. Keith, would you lead us in the invocation?
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Guide us as we make the decisions that will affect the residents, staff, and their family. We pray for the health and the well-being of residents and employees of this community and their families and friends, whether here, at home, or traveling. We also pray that you will watch over the victims in the naval shooting and their families. We ask that you also watch over and guide this nation and bless it and bring it the peace we desire. Guide our elected officials to use wisdom in their decision-making. Also protect our military and first responders. Bring them home safe and unharmed as their to their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the suffering and the sick. In his name we pray, amen. I pledge
Joanne to call the roll.
Jack Bemmer.
Here.
Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Michael Hamm. Joanne Gagans. Here. Gaston Pelletier.
Here.
Keith Richard.
Here.
Robert Whitnick.
Here.
Terry Steimer.
Here.
And Joe Prisco.
Here.
And the record will reflect that Cherie Morris, district manager, is also present. Bob Shortledge.
I'd like to make a couple of announcements. There is a board opening for a two-year term. Terry has been elected to his own spot, so he'll be taking that in January, which is currently Eloise's district. So the one Terry is serving in now will be vacant. He'll be moving into his own spot. So if we have anybody who's interested in serving on the board, send a letter of application, and we will move ahead with that. The second one, it seems like it would be natural that people coming and going, and not for a day, but you know, a longer period of time, would let the office know that they have left. It expedites things if they know where to send a letter. If you need information of some sort, or if you need to attend to some property here. And so they're asking again that you notify the office when you're coming or going for an extended period of time, okay? Third item has to do with the reorganization in January. It is set for January 7th and 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 a.m. And then one other date, as long as you might be dealing with a calendar or whatever, our attorney is finally going to make arrival here on the 15th of January at 10 a.m. He is having difficulty with evening meetings, representing four different municipalities, so he asked if we could do it during the day, and I guess that makes sense. And then we'll post the agenda that he will be addressing on that day. January 15th.
The other one before that, especially.
10 a.m.
What was the one before that?
organization is on Tuesday, the 7th at 11.
Thank you.
And then the next week is the Wednesday at 10, okay?
Okay.
All right, moving on, I'll ask for a motion to approve the minutes of 11:25, 2019.
I make a motion we approve the minutes of the November 25th meeting.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any questions, any comments from trustees, first of all? Any comments from the audience? If not, I'll call the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Carried. Treasurer's report.
Thank you. I presume most of you have this page of the summary. Did they put it out? Oh, they didn't put it out? Okay. Anyway, basically, it's posted out on the board. It's on the internet. And it's basically, we have $1.25 million back in the account again. We've received over $500,000 back from the state for the people that have paid their fees already. So we're doing quite well. The income, in fact, was $512,000, almost $513,000. And the expenses were $93,000. So we're making a lot more money this month, but once it's like any budget, when we get near the end, then we're gonna have to start watching. But the money comes in now and we spend it over the year. So we're ahead by almost $400,000. Now, you'll notice in there they have the total income that we got this month, or from October or November, is $236,000, which is quite a bit less. And that was because we paid off the loans. And the loans are already accrued costs. They're not expenses. So they come right off the income that we got. So you take the $500,000 we got, take off what we paid on the loans and other stuff, and our income for this month of October and November, from October and November, is $236,000. That's where that's from. However, we will be making that up because now our budget item of paying the loans $20,000 a month will not be there. So that expense comes off the budget because we paid them up early. Anyway, according to this, right now we should have $195,000 of income, so we're ahead of that. Like I said again, that's because we're getting a lot of it up front and later on. But we're 120% above what we should be getting on income. Our expenses this month was $202,000. We've budgeted $195,000, so we spent a little more than we had budgeted, but we were at 103%. Okay, but that also included the pool furniture and quite some other stuff. One thing we shouldn't be spending, or we spent some of it extra, but they'll catch up. Okay, the things that are changing on the budget, just so you know, is the staff. We've changed Kathy from temporary staff to permanent staff, so that's put her in a different category, so that'll show it up on there. Also, the gate people are making more because when we budgeted last March and April, we decided in August they all needed to bump up and raise and stuff, so get them on a certain level, so that put that up a little bit. And then the grounds crew has gone way down, but we also now have the outsourced mowing. So those are, our numbers are pretty close, okay? It's just that they're gonna be switching different items. So when you look at something and it doesn't quite match the budget, that's because we don't have a grounds crew anymore, or we've done some changes. Because a budget, all it is a plan. And last March and April, this was our plan. Well, in October, we changed the plan a little bit. we just shouldn't say we changed the plan, we just changed what we're doing to what the plan was. And so that some of that's going to show up. But we're good, okay? Our budget is good, we have the money, things are going well, and we're watching them pretty good. Are there any questions from the board?
I had a question on the money. You say we have about 1.2 million in the bank?
Well,
about
bank,
approximate.
Two banks and the SBA, yes.
Now, because I was watching the news yesterday, that four Russians were indicted for stealing $100 million from, you know, different banks in the United States. Now, the regular insurance for our money, I believe, is $250,000. Am I correct?
I haven't looked at it. I'm working with the bank right now. We've got, with TD down here, we opened the account as Riverside Bank. TD is, I go in and ask them questions and they don't quite know, and so there's some stuff going on. I'll check that out as I'm working with them, because we're setting up some different things and getting it all straight, okay? It's not going to change a whole lot. It's just stuff that needs to be updated.
Okay. I just want to make sure our money is protected.
Yeah.
I know we're protected up to 250. I don't know anything over that.
Okay. I understand, and I'll check that out.
Okay.
We do have some of it. We don't have over $1 million in the bank, but we have over $1 million with the bank and the government investment. Yeah.
Right.
But I will, that's a good point. I appreciate you bringing that up.
All right.
Anybody else have any questions? Okay, I submitted it. Somebody want to take a nomin?
Looking for a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
So moved. I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. Any questions? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Okay. District manager's report.
Okay. All right. This is on. I think everybody's noticed the library is in full swing. The floors were put in this evening and all day today, so they're going to be back tomorrow to grout. And the floors will be finished tomorrow, and then the carpenter will be in Thursday. But I'll start from the beginning. Okay, the library renovations are in full swing. The drywall has been hung and primed. The acoustic ceiling tiles are installed. The tile flooring will be installed Monday today. I have a proposal that I have submitted to the trustees to replace the bookshelves. This is not part of the $5,000 that was approved at the last meeting that I had originally requested. The carpenter he gave us a proposal to rebuild, or just to build, all new bookshelves in the library. So instead of using the shelving that we had, which we thought we could do, but it's just going to look horrible. Here we have brand new floors, brand new walls, ceilings, and then these awful bookshelves. So I'm asking the board to please accept my proposal. The carpenter has done work in Meg O'Malley's, and I don't know if anyone's familiar with Hemingway's by the movie theater. So he's really good and very, very reasonable. He also will be finishing the windows, the doors, casings, the baseboards, the ceiling molding, and wainscoting. If you notice along this wall, we purchased four more trash cans, which is going to be really nice for when you play bingo, and instead of lugging those big old 5-10 gallon drums, these are very tasteful, and it looks a lot nicer. So we just got those in last week. I did attach an inventory list to the Board of Trustees, and it will be posted online if anybody's interested. We haven't gotten a breakdown of what the cost is or what the worth is of all the equipment that we have, but we have a list of serial numbers and so forth. And thank you so much, Steve and Don, for getting those lists together for us. I did email Carl Bone, as Jack said, so he has agreed to attend a meeting, so we already discussed that. I took the opportunity to print out it's an itemization of the gazebo, what we should do. So if you all look at it, in the long run, it's going to be approximately $828.50. Okay, and that is getting a gazebo that is up to Florida code. It will have all of the engineering drafts that we need to satisfy the city of Palm Bay. It is stronger. It will withstand 170-mile-an-hour winds, which is required by the city of Palm Bay. If you look at the breakdown, it's pretty concise as to how much money we would lose, literally, if we sent it back. We would have to pay the $1,317 for restock fee. We would have to pay for the postage to mail it back. So if you take that, it comes out to $328.50. And $500, and I think I might be a little low on that for the installation, but I definitely think it's in the community's best interest just to continue with this, pay that extra money, and get our money's worth out of it. And also HPPOA still has agreed to pay the $3,000. So I think it's a win-win situation, and again, that's up to the Board of Trustees to vote on it and decide if that's the avenue they want to take. Anyway, that's about the gazebo. Violation letters continue to be mailed. I'm pleased to report that 90% of the violations have been corrected, or they have contacted the office to make arrangements for the infractions to be corrected. Unfortunately, this is an ongoing problem. So when several violations are corrected, there's a lot more right behind them. So I believe we're getting a handle on it, and we're getting to find out who the chronic offenders are. So we'll just keep badgering them and just try to keep ahead of ourselves. We've already started taking an inventory and the violations at the storage compound. New decals will be issued in February. So you know if you have something in the storage area, you know when it needs to be registered, you know you need a new decal. No, we're not going down to the storage area to put your decals on. We need to make sure that everything is running, everything is legal, registered, and so forth, so you absolutely have to bring your vehicle or whatever you have up through the office. Hopefully by February, we will have it down pat where everybody there is legal. And if not, whoever is in violation will be getting the letters. After two letters, three letters, then I guess we'll just start towing the derelict pieces of equipment that are there out of the compound. Again, please be respectful and do not park on the grass. There is the 48-hour rule, but still, people are violating this. It's very difficult for the lawn crew. It kills the grass. It looks trashy. So just, you know, if you have to unload or something, fine, but please be respectful. A footnote. The carpenter, I said that, will be starting the carpentry work on Thursday. I would like to extend a very special thank you to Karen, Ron, Bob, Marcia, Anne-Marie, and Joe for helping with the decals. Great job. They will be at the clubhouse here tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. if you haven't already gotten your decals. They will also be here the second week of January for the folks after the holidays returning to the park. This has really, really helped the office tremendously. We have a lot of our seasonal renters coming in, So that, combined with the decals, they've really, really helped us out a lot. I do want to mention also the flea market is coming up in January. However, please don't drop your items off in the clubhouse outside of the door. Please call Doty. All right? The space is now very limited, so we really need to know what is going into the storage shed for the flea market. And I hate to sound crass, but don't bring your junk. If it's not working, if you don't want it, and you don't think it can be sold, just throw it away, all right? And unfortunately, this happens a lot. So please be mindful of that. And Doty is with you. And if we can help in any way with the office, we certainly will. And other than the meeting with Attorney Carl Bone on the 15th, that's pretty much all I have to say. One more thing I will mention is I did get a letter from Joan from the city of Palm Bay, and we still have not gotten our space on their agenda regarding the homes that they own in here. So beginning of next year, I'm going to really crack down on that, and I want an answer. And I want to get these things out of here, rehabbed. I don't know what their intentions are right now. I can't imagine them rehabbing them. So I'm just going to really light a fire under them to get them out of here. And happy holidays. That's all I have. Thank you.
I make a motion. We accept the manager's report.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Moved and second. Any comments from the audience?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
On the gazebo, the numbers we got here are, you know, they're accurate and they're moved around. I reworked them a little bit so I understood them better. And basically, we paid $5,269 for the gazebo we have. Okay, we can do two things with it. We can keep it and sell it. I'm not looking to sell it. I don't think I got any volunteers who'll do that. And keeping it, it just loses money. If we send it back, we basically are going to lose $2,600, okay, because what they'll send us back. Okay, so those are basically our two options, and I think we should send it back. Now, going from there, the new one is about $9,900, okay? The thing is, because we are sending it back, they're giving us another $1,730 back. They're
also
not charging us any restocking fee either, so that comes down. But the thing is, the unit is still going to cost $8,215. We have $5,269 committed to it. We need $3,000 more actual committed dollars to that. Now, the one thing though is we're getting a better gazebo. I mean, we would probably have to pay close to this to get the right one in the first place, because it's a bigger one. It's got all the drawings. It's got the engineering and all of that. But I'm just bringing that up because I want to know that when the board votes, we're really voting $3,000 more from the budget towards this gazebo, which we are getting a much better one that we should have gone for from the beginning if we were going to get a gazebo.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
I think, Keith, that you'd have to put that in your motion, because right now, the way it stands and the way this is a bottom line of 828, it looks like that's what you're voting on. So I'd like to ask if you would really specify that in your motion. How much is it really that we're voting on?
Well, we're $2,946, which is just $50 under $3,000. So I guess my point is this. I really don't want a gazebo. But whatever, I know everybody else might want. Anyway, it's more out of my budget to take care of it. No, anyway, or your budget. Anyway, do I need to? We're just discussing approving her minutes now, and I was just going.
No, not approving. Oh, you approved her minutes,
No, that's what we have. The motion is to approve the minutes.
Report.
No, excuse me. No, the manager's report. Manager's report.
Oh, I thought you were approving and the gazebo.
I was just talking about this for the manager's report. When we get into the gazebo part, then I...
I'm sorry, I thought your motion was to approve the gazebo. All right, so no. Your motion was to approve the district manager's
report? That's a motion made, yeah, and I'm just discussing something there so we can discuss this with her report, okay? And when we, when we go down to voting on the gazebo, I want to put the right amount that we are going to put towards the budget. I mean, I'm not saying what she has there is wrong because we got a better situation all the way around, okay? I'm just trying to make a motion of how much money's got to come out of my budget, and I want that passed. Our budget, I'm sorry.
I want to get this motion right because I have to write it. So is your motion to accept the district manager's report yeah. blanket without anything being said about the gazebo?
You can say I contested the gazebo report a little bit, but I'm not changing anything on it. We're just talking about the manager's report. We'll talk about the price of the gazebo later.
I think that the $500 for installation is unrealistic. You have to have realistic prices, because we were talking two weeks ago about a 4-inch base, which is going to cost more than $500. Then they're going to have it mounted down. I just don't like the prices changing. At the last meeting, we talked about the this room over here. The library, we talked about it. People were here, and we said up to $5,000. And the manager spoke and said, we're going to reuse the shelves. It's right in her manager's notes. Now, this manager's meeting, now she's added another $4,150, which I disagree with, okay? Because we are not, this board is not doing its job as far as I'm concerned. We're supposed to go out for a bid. So really, the bid is around $9,000. So you're setting yourself up to get ripped off. You're not getting your bids. You can't do it that way. You can't do $2,000 for this one and $950 for that one. You need to have the full job, okay? The full quote for the job is around $9,150. That's what we should have been doing. She needs to go out. She should have went out and got bids to do the library. Three bids. Now, if the board doesn't want to go by its own rules, then I can't do anything. But I want the board to start going by its own rules. I dislike that. Secondly, we've gone in, 3-4 months since these people came into the park? Cherie and Jack allowed Palm Bay to come into the park. I still haven't had an explanation by Jack or Cherie. Who let them in the park? On what authority did they come in the park?
I don't understand what you mean, Joe.
They came in the park, Palm Bay.
You're talking about the city of Palm Bay to look at the houses that they bought?
They didn't buy them. They just took possession of 10 of them. They didn't come up with no money. I'm just saying, under what authority did they come in here? I thought we were a special district, and we had some control over who comes, even the city, who come. You can not have the police come in here. That's what I was told.
Excuse me, we're supposed to be working on the...
It was on her thing. It's in her manager's. It's in her manager's note. I'm just saying, about the park thing needs to be addressed. We still don't know. Do you know why they took the 10? And if you're going to speak, Bruce, you need to put it in writing.
Maybe we should start from the beginning and let's start with the gazebo and find out and take it one item at a time.
I went back further than that. That's whether we agree with everything in the manager's report is immaterial. I think if we say we accept the report, that means we accept the report. Do we agree with it all? No, we got opportunities to address individual issues under new old business, the gazebo and the library, and I think that's the appropriate place to get into those discussions.
Thank you.
Becky, do you have a comment to make?
Yes. I would like to know before, Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. I think in the report that you gave, you should give the amount that is needed for the shelving, and also
$41.50.
No, that's not the price.
Yeah, $4,100.
Another. Also, the gazebo price does not show anything about the cement.
It's in addition. It's in addition.
The gazebo layout that she said that that we have says nothing about the cement.
Becky, that was an approximate. I want to say it could waiver $200 or $300 either way. And we could do a lot of this now that if this is the direction y'all decide to go in, we could do a lot of this in-house now that we if you had the correct engineer drawings. So a lot of the manpower, a lot of that can be done in-house, which is going to save a lot of money. I don't have the exact amounts. I don't even know if we need more cement. I'm giving you all what I know.
But you should get it before you bring it to us, because
we can't
make a decision if we don't know.
Right, but we don't have the engineer drawings, so we don't know if there's going to be concrete, you know, if they require it. If they do, I don't think it's going to be a huge money item. As I had already expressed, we can do a lot of the work in-house. I'm just giving you what I know. And, you know, I think it's about time to put this thing to rest, however you all want to decide. I'm here to do what you tell me to do. And I'm just giving you the information that I've gathered to the best of my ability at this time.
Yes.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I think we're running all around a circle here. We're under the district manager's report. There is nothing in the district manager's report that talks about the gazebo. The gazebo is the next item. So why don't you approve the district manager's report, and then we'll go under the gazebo.
Yes. All right, it's moved and seconded. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Carried. Under old business. Much to everybody's surprise, we have a gazebo. Now if I can only find my sheet. It's in here someplace.
I'm serious.
Did you all have a copy of this gazebo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like that.
So now, Keith, do you want to go back and that we have this before us legitimately now?
Yeah.
Want to make your comments here that we might follow along with you?
Yeah, yes. The thing is, with the numbers Sheree has given us, the shipping fee and the restocking fees are amounts that have not been approved by the board. So they're going to be added on. They're into the price of the gazebo. So what I'm basically saying, I need an approval of those funds to put towards the new gazebo, because they weren't approved with the original gazebo. That's what it would cost us to send it back, you know. And that's what she's saying. We would be spending that money anyway. That's where she got it down to the 300 and something. I'm just saying, in order to be what we're approving here, we need about 3,000 more for the gazebo, new gazebo, to cover the difference in cost plus what she's adding on as return fee costs that we're going to have. So that's going to be something that's going to be that isn't in our budget yet, and so we need to approve that. Now the concrete and stuff, I'm hoping. once we get, if we can get some drawings or something showing us what kind of foundation we need, we can maybe bid that or pass that if that's what we need. But I guess I'm kind of interested in knowing what it's going to cost us. I don't mind approving the money for the gazebo if that's what most people want, but I won't want to spend it on the gazebo until we have a better idea of what the foundation's going to be. I mean, we can approve it and say, yeah, if we get, if we have if the foundation's a decent price, it's not $5,000-$6,000 more, you know, then we have, then we can say, okay, let's go ahead with a better gazebo. And so I would like to make a motion that we allow $3,000 more for the new gazebo after we get the other one sent back and what they're going to keep from what we have on the old gazebo. And I think that's what we're going to have to send them to make up the difference, because the return fees on the 1300 and the 1317 are not approved yet. And so by putting on the difference with those two numbers, it gets to be about $3,000. I make a motion that we provide $3,000 more for the gazebo to be purchased.
Next order of business is a second to that motion. Seconded.
Thank you.
Board members, any comments, first of all?
I do. There's nothing saying that the engineering drawings that they're going to send us are drawings that will be accepted by Palm Bay. Now what?
That they're guaranteed. The company guaranteed that the drawings will be up to spec for Florida, Palm Bay. This is what they told me.
Who? The
Amish. The Amish, the company.
The Amish people said that.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
So you have that in writing?
Yes.
Okay, well, she has it in writing then.
Somewhere
do
in
we,
there.
Do we have that in writing from them?
Pardon?
We can sue.
Do we have that in writing
of
from
course.
Them?
Yeah, we certainly will. I mean,
do we have it?
No, Mike, do we have that? I mean, they said it to you. I'd like.
Yes, it's in one of my emails, I'm sure. Yes. Yes, okay. It's in one of my emails. I don't have it in front of me. But they specifically said their engineer will have the drawings and it will be up to Florida code. Definitely. I just want this thing done. I mean, to me, gazebo, no gazebo, you know, let's just, after I've been here, well, almost 2 years, not quite, and this has been on my table. And I just want to get rid of it. Either send it back, call it a day, or get the right drawings and get it up. I mean, it's that simple. Just let's get it resolved. I don't really don't like taking every day, every week to deal with this gazebo. It's nuts.
And I agree. Basically, the two options are if you don't do anything and you send it back, the out of the $5,200 we spent, we're only going to get about $2,600 back. So it's cost us that. Okay, if we decide we want a gazebo, we get a better one. They're giving us some deals, and it's stronger winds, it's bigger, and it's all a matter of if you want a gazebo, because I think the best way to go if you want a gazebo is to do this.
Any other board comments?
I was wondering, would, you know, I haven't been here, I lived here since the gazebo was here. So what do you do with this $10,000 gazebo? 10 grand.
You
look at it? $10,000? You could have got a nice electronic sign out there that you would use in a daily. This thing you're going to use two times a year for 10 grand. I think it's going to be more than that, because you'll see how much the footing costs. More than 500.
Well, who ordered this gazebo? Whose idea was it? Was it the HPPOA? No? It was everybody's idea. Is that what I'm hearing? Everybody made the idea to order this gazebo? Okay, you still want it?
Was, excuse me, was this done before the other board?
It was done before me.
I think it was.
It was over.
I think it was.
I think it was over a year ago. I think the man
Rob,
who has some answers and
yeah,
background
here he
is
comes
coming
now.
To the mic.
He's coming now. I do believe.
Yeah, I really need this thing. Yeah, really. To me.
Rod, would you move to the mic to answer these questions before we get other speakers?
I can probably answer most of them that's come up. The big one that I've seen, Rod Lindsay, 1291 Joy Court. This has been going on for like 4 years. It's been since the hurricane.
They can't hear.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. This project's been going on for about 4 years. In fact, the hurricane about 4 years ago was what put the final touches on the other one, that plus age. It could have been repaired, but at that time it was determined it was probably better off to go ahead and take it down. Shortly thereafter, we was learned that that was supposedly not our property, which I mentioned last week. So to close it up to now, and I was back there looking, redoing some research while you were talking here, the manufacturer of the gazebos says 4 inches of concrete. That's what we have. I've got it posted right here on my clipboard. The gazebo we have is a foot larger than the one that we were going to get. It has all of the necessary engineering drawings that the county recommends or has and that the city says we must have. I don't know how many trips between Cherie and I have gone down to the city to try to find get some information, and all I say is go talk to your engineer. She's contacted 3 people that have come in and looked at it as far as trying to get drawings and stuff, but that one is there now. And they said, no, it would not pass on the thing. The company has guaranteed us that the new gazebo, the larger one, which is a foot larger than the one we have sitting down there, does have the necessary engineering drawings. It is constructed to meet the standards of Florida Hurricane under the revisions that was incorporated in 2017 by the city of Palm Bay. Open it up for anybody who's got questions. Let me see if I can answer you.
My question is, you still want it?
What's that? You still want it?
Whoever's speaking, you're so loud,
do you want
you're blowing
it?
Us away.
Right there. I'm sorry.
You're blowing me
next
away.
To you.
I'm blowing you away.
Yeah.
What did he say?
What did he repeat?
What was your question?
Do you still want it?
Oh, you're asking the board?
I'm asking the board, the public,
thank
everybody.
You.
You still want it? Let's get on with it. Send the thing up, get another one, or forget it. Send the thing up. Make up your mind. Let's get
right, how much did HPPOA put money into this?
HPPOA has said they will give us, at that time it was estimated at $6,000. They would give us half of that or $3,000. We have never drawn the money from HPPOA. They are committed for it, yes. And one thing, Keith, that you were bringing up about the reshipping costs and everything, that would reduction was what they would give us if buying the larger one that was in there.
Yeah,
on the thing.
I know, but we still have to. They're giving us that they're not charging, but that she added into this amount to get down to the 800.
Yes,
So I mean,
however, if we don't get a new one, then we've got to pay that cost anyway to ship one.
And
that's
where I get the fact that if we ship it back, we're only going to get $2,600 back because they're going to keep that. So.
Yeah. The question's coming up here right now on it. He's been raised by here by the board member. Do we really want it? I think, and we're trying to improve the park. We're doing a lot of work around the park. We've improved the buildings. We've improved the courts that we're playing on, both bocce and the shuffleboard. We've included the pool halls, furniture. We're bringing it up to standards to what it should be. Works that should have been done over some period of time. And I personally, I would like to see it. I've been working on the project for some time, and I think there's a lot of people sitting here in the audience based on people that have contacted me. They keep asking me, what's the status on it? When are we going to get it? So my opinion that I'm getting from the residents is, yes, they'd like to have it.
Sounds good to me.
Next comment.
Karen Carrero, 181 Holiday. My only suggestion is we don't know how much the concrete is going to cost because now it's a foot bigger.
Rod said we got it.
We got it.
but it's a foot bigger. The new gazebo is a foot bigger.
And it will pass.
Okay, that was my question.
And I think if we needed more support, just like you have on your carports, you have the straps that come down, that may be an option if it's required. But I think getting the correct drawings, if this is the way you guys want to go, get it installed, and then have the city come in and say, nope, guess what, you need this, this, and this, and then we do it. And I don't believe, like Rod said, it entails a whole new pad.
Next.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I still question the idea about the concrete, and I really wish we could get that definitive from Palm Bay, because we're going to have to anchor this down to the concrete. So they might have some weird specifications. It's got to be 6 inches or 12. Who knows? So I think that's a very important thing you better find out about the concrete. Am I reading this right, that the total cost of the gazebo is $9,945? Is that the total cost?
Nick, you're going to give us a discount of a...
Yeah, well,
and
okay.
So it's going to be 88-something.
We already
82.
Got...
82.
We already got 5269, and are we going to add the 29 to that, which makes it 8,000 and something?
8,215.
So that's the new cost of the gazebo. Okay. I was against it in the beginning, but let's get the damn thing done and finish it. I mean, I have one comment. Every project we've ever done in this park, we've frigged it up. And it really upsets me, in plain English, because why can't we do a damn project and have it done correctly? We spent $4,500 to spray the pavement out here. They never even sealed the cracks, for Christ's sake. I mean, the road project was a disaster. This building project was a disaster. We got to learn to start doing something correctly in this park.
Thank you, Bruce. Good talking to you.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. Of the board members that have been here for a long time, how many times have you sat in the old gazebo?
Never. Once. Never.
I've lived in this park for 20 years, and I only sat in there once.
Can I say something, Jack? Becky, you are absolutely right. As many times, I lived here for 10 years and I never saw anybody in that park, in that gazebo, maybe once or twice and that was it. I just don't understand why they want it so bad. If they sat in it, it would be one thing, but honest to God, I very rarely ever saw anybody in it.
Well,
so why spend the extra money?
The point is now, we all know this, okay? There's 50-50 here, 50-50 there. The thing is, you do it or you don't. You know, every week it's not, or every other board meeting, make a decision, stick with it, accept it. Okay, these are the facts, these are the numbers. Look at them, make a decision, and let's get on with it. You know, if you want it, fine, let's go for it. I will do whatever you guys instruct me to do, but let's do something, for God's sakes, please.
Any other questions or comments?
Can we take a poll?
So who's going to build this? Who's going to construct it and anchor it to the ground?
Well, as long as we have the correct engineer drawings, there's no reason why we can't do a lot of it in-house.
So I'm just wondering if it's going to cost, you know, more money, that's all. We're up to about 9,000 now without the cement.
Steve Sabella, 260 Berry Court. It just seems to me like we got the cart before the horse and we didn't investigate nothing. I mean, you made a serious mistake, and it seems to me like you're going to try covering up and spending more and more and more and more to cover it up. Maybe it's time to cut our loss and be done with it. Is there any way people could vote on it? They should have a voice on this too, not just the board. Just asking.
May I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
If I'm reading these numbers correctly, I believe if we did not accept the gazebo, it would cost us $5,251 to return it. We owe another half, and we have all the restocking fees. Yeah. So do we spend $5,251 to return something, and that's our bad? Or do you go ahead with another $5,000 and get something? So it's either you do something and get something for $5,000 or not. We don't have that, yeah.
Any other comments?
A comment on the question on the concrete. I was just showing the board member. It comes from the manufacturer. It shows 4 to 5 inches of concrete is all that they say that's needed to put that down. In talking with the counties, I said, you cannot get any information out of the plans and permits down there. They won't talk to you.
All right, Steve Sabella, 260 Berry Court. If it's gonna cost $5,000 to send back, why is the balance we only put down was 2,600? Why is it gonna cost so much more?
To return it? You have to pay the other half, then you have to pay $1,300 for restocking, $1,317 for shipping, $13 and restocking. So it's a lot of money.
Boy, we didn't check in enough when we bought this, did we?
We spent a lot of time doing it. We just ran into problems that we didn't foresee that they told us we, and they've been changing the rules.
I mean, I understand that.
And I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you on the fact of we either do something or quit, you know, and get it done. However, I will appreciate the fact of our budget not costing us anything because the HPPOA is going to give us the $3,000 that we vote for.
Could you be guaranteed on the concrete work? Could we get something in writing on that part anyways?
How much more
the concrete is going to work? I mean, you're giving an estimate, but is there something in writing? Or is he going to blindside us again and say $11,000 more for the concrete?
I think Rod just explained that.
He halfway explained it. He didn't say it was guaranteed. This is all nothing more than a verbal.
Well, the thing is, we can. Rod, did you want an assistant to go talk to the city to get a guarantee?
You won't get a guarantee.
I'm saying there's an assistant that wants to get that information. I know you've tried.
Rest my case.
They won't do anything without the engineer drawings. We can't get the engineer drawings unless we pay for it. That's the bottom line. So we,
why did we buy something without getting engineer drawings first?
It doesn't matter. It was done. It's years ago. We've got to fix it one way or the other. What's the point in arguing about why we did it?
Exactly. We can't hear, please.
Letting us have a voice in it, then.
It's done
if we get rid of it. It's done if we get rid of it. You're going to keep feeding a dead horse, and I'm trying to stop it.
Stupid argument to be having.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neubilly Court. Steve, to answer your question, the people do not vote on these issues. The trustees vote on them, just like Washington. We don't vote on what Washington, you know, unfortunately. Now, I have been against this, but let's put the damn thing to bed. Let's vote the rest of the money and get this damn thing done. And please, in the future, if we do another project, let's examine it carefully. So what's the bottom line? Is the total cost 10 grand? Is that what I'm reading?
No, the total cost will be 8,200, and we need 3,000 more of what we've already invested. We just need to pass something for three.
I'm reading 99.45 is the total cost. Less the $2,600 that we gave for a deposit, that leaves about what, 6,000 something?
No.
What do you mean no?
What you have to read is the cost of the thing is $999.45. They're going to give us a discount of $1,750. That's the cost of the new one.
It's 8215, which is
8215, and the thing is, they will apply what we've already paid for the old one. Plus, they will give us, that we won't have to pay any shipping back. So basically, we've approved all the money on the old gazebo. We just need 3,000 more to have enough funds to do this, and we're going to get that back from the HPPOA.
That's my question. We need 3,000 more. I hope you're right.
Do it in a hurry.
I think I haven't.
I made that motion for 3,000.
And it was 3, seconded?
Yes, I made a motion. We approved 3,000 more to get the new gazebo.
I just want to try to put something in perspective, please. I think part of the issue, if you listen back to what Rod said, this was all started some 4 years ago. And one of the things that we're dealing with was a change in building language in Palm Bay from when they started with this whole thing. So maybe the wisdom says to us, when we start on a project, let's get it done. Okay.
All right, so then you have a motion on the floor to accept an additional $3,000 to go for a new gazebo, seconded by Eloise Raffa.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Moving right along.
Yeah.
The library renovation.
My wife and I are looking for a nice
gazebo. Cherie, we are looking for over and above the 5,000 you requested last meeting, right?
Yes. What's happened is, yes, we did research on the carpentry work, and as you know, you've done home improvements, and you try to have everything figured out. You budget everything, and then all of a sudden, oops, we forgot this. Or wouldn't this look nicer if we changed this? Okay, so we have the new floor, we have the new walls, we have the new ceiling. Everything is nice and new, countertops. So idealistically, we thought we could use the original bookshelves. Yes, we can. However, please take the time and go look at them. You've got a beautiful brand new floor. You've got everything all new, and you're going to stick the bookcases back in there. Yes, we can. We can certainly use them. I'm saying, since we've already come this far, The additional $4,150 would really enhance the room itself. And that's just I'm just giving you this as my opinion. $4,150, and that is, these are handmade, they're painted and installed, 48 feet. Inches, sorry. Anyway, the back wall, the side wall will be all bookshelves, and then the custom-made magazine rack. Basically, they're just, I don't know how else to explain it, except you'll have all brand new bookshelves. And they'll be custom-made by the carpenter. So I would suggest, again, looking at the existing bookshelves and, make a decision that way. We need to do it soon, though, because the carpentry, it's going to start Thursday with just the basics, the wainscoting, the chair rails, the baseboards, and so forth. So that's my suggestion to you all.
I'd like to make a motion. We approve $5,000 for the library improvement.
I'll second that.
Now, my comment on this is basically, we're going to replace these, even if we put these shelves back in, we're going to replace them in the next year or so, or two. And when we do that, we're going to have somebody take all the shelves back out, and we're going to have to redo this again. Right now, we have an empty room. We've got a good price. We've got a good thing going. I'm saying we might as well do it now while the room is empty, save us some labor later on, because with the library the way it is, we will have to, I mean, if you look at those shelves, you don't want to leave those. I mean, you may get by with them, but you don't want to leave them there. And we're 50 years old today, and we're here. If we want to be another 50 years old, we have to keep improving. And any remodeling project, oh, the five most expensive words are, as long as we are, if you put that in any remodeling, that's what costs you. So I made that's why I think we should approve.
All right, any other trustee comments?
Yes. I actually disagree with that. I believe that we could get shelves for a heck of a lot less money than that. Yeah. Custom-made shelves. I mean, I've seen great carpenters. I've seen people who here can make those kinds of shelves, or great shelves. I just can't see spending that kind of money for shelves, not for shelving.
Well, that would be my comment, too. This should have came out as a, because now it's $5,000 per Keith, $5,000 from Cherie last meeting, and the additional five. It should have come out as a $10,000 expense with three bids. When you do it this way, you know, the people going out and getting jobs, I used to do this for a living, they control everything. They control the prices. They can pick who they want. You don't see any other prices. And I thought the $41.50 was real high for some book. And I gather they're going to be painted. So I don't see why you can't use, basically, you don't have that great of a library. And I see you want to go to a library, go down the street here to Palm Bay Library. That's my opinion. I know the other things happening here. You're giving me the look. You know, they play with their puzzles and all that. But you don't need $4,100 in bookshelves for puzzles. The puzzle will be a separate cabinet. But I don't agree with it either.
You just tell me what to do. I just want to get your library fixed and ready so you guys can use it and enjoy it.
Let's wait for the public to comment. We have three people waiting.
Jackie Whitaker, 177 Holiday Park. I've worked the library for the last 15 years, and the library is used a lot. The bookshelves need to be replaced because the distance between them don't hold all the books that we have. In our hardcover section, you'll find paperbacks that can't be fit in a paperback section. And I also have a large print section, and the hardcovers I can only put on the top shelf, and I can't put anywhere else because the shelves are too small. We should get new shelving with adjustable shelves, and I also would like a cupboard underneath the puzzle shelf, because when we have books that we are getting rid of, we don't get rid of them every week, so we have to have a place to store them. And I used to put them behind the door in bags, and it looked awful. And at flea market time, we'd have the bags, and they'd come all the way half out into the middle of the aisle. So I also would like a cupboard, probably underneath the puzzle shelf, that we can use to put these books in. Thank you.
Karen Carrero, 181 Holiday. I think $4,100 for shelving is ridiculous. I'm sorry, I just can't see that. Cherie said we're going to have a counter, so I'm assuming under the counter there's going to be a cabinet of some kind. So she'll have her cabinet for the books that she needs. Why can't we just buy normal shelving, the adjustable shelving like she asked for, to put the books? Why do we have to have custom shelving built for the library? It's not feasible, that amount. When you do a remodel, you do a budget. And you're right. You paint the walls, you do the floor, you do the ceiling. Now you got an old table and chairs. That looks awful, but you know what? Table and chairs has to stay because it's not in my budget this year. So I have
That's
to wait,
fine.
And I do it next year or whenever. And it's a little at a time. You don't have to do everything at once. You just got to make it usable and feasible.
May I make a comment?
Alice Frenette, 1007 Moonlight Court. I just want to know what happened to the two votes that this board said we had to have at the last meeting. We don't have two votes on this library.
You mean quotes?
Quotes.
Oh, quotes.
I'm sorry, quotes. Last meeting you said, you know, started out three, then you went to two. Now you're doing it with one vote.
If it's
one quote.
It's in the rules. If it's under $5,000, you don't need to get the multiple bids.
Anything over
$5,000 is required.
But you already gave a deposit of $1,400, and your whole total is $4,150?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I'm open. Anybody have any suggestions? Tell me how to do it.
We need adjustable shelves.
The shelves are adjustable.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Are they adjustable?
Yes.
That was exactly my big question, because they should be adjustable. Folks, let's spend the money. I hate to spend money, you know that. But let's take and make it nice and get it finished. I wanted to do it when we spent $250,000 on this clubhouse, and I stood right in the hallway with the chairman then, and I said, the library is empty. Run that floor right in there and finish it. I could not get them to do it then, and it was totally ridiculous. And that night at the board meeting, they appropriated another $33,000 to fix the laundry, the laundry room and the restrooms out there. All they had to do was include two or three more thousand. They could have finished the floors. It would have looked beautiful. Couldn't get them to do it.
I really welcome anyone else who has any suggestion on the pricing. I personally thought that the 41 was really good for custom cabinets and custom bookcases with the adjustable, with the doors for the puzzle room and puzzle area. You know, again, it's up to the trustees to make the decision. If you're going to do it, you should do it right the first time. I can get those bookshelves in there. The old ones. If you guys want to use them, that's fine. Just you know, tell me what you want to do.
I'm going to ask you a question then. You said the $41.50, some people think it's high. I think it's high. Now, how many places did you check with, because you feel that the $41.50 is a good price, so you would have checked with other places, otherwise you wouldn't be saying that.
I've checked around. Just
who?
Just going online and looking at different prices online, looking at the cost of the wood, material, labor, etc. I don't have one particular company. I've just from my own knowledge and working with things like this is what I came up with.
I just think we should have, just like the woman was saying, the board, if you're going to go over the 5,000, you need to get three bids. This is why we would have three bids on
it's not
on
over 5,000, and that's yeah, I'm doing you, what's you know, required.
We had these people when I worked at the Treasury Department. People played the games where they would structure things. To me, this is structured. Last week it was 5,000. You said we were going to use it's in your report. Read your report. You said we were going to reuse the things and paint them.
We can. Shelves. I'm making a
and
suggestion.
You change your mind now.
Changing my mind. I'm making a suggestion. Accept it or reject it. I'm just giving you what I think is best. While we're doing it and making an observation, instead of using the old bookshelves, I think it would be in our best interest, your best interest, to have adjustable bookshelves, to make it nice, new, clean, and crisp, and dated, or not dated, to make it more modern. That's merely a suggestion. As I said earlier, when you know yourself, when you start a home project, there are unforeseen things that come up that you didn't expect. And hey, what if we did this? This might enhance it. This may look better. So I'm just a little bit outside of the box, wanting to, you know, just make it look nicer and more user-friendly.
Can I say something, Jack?
I think Joanne was next here.
I was just going to say, I think Keith made a great point. Everything has been moved out. It's empty. When you put those old bookshelves, which served us well for the time, but just like everything else. They need to be replaced. I don't know about 41. I can't say that that's the best price. I don't know, but I'm willing to say I would go for it just to have everything new and crisp. I mean, how many projects have we done halfway? I almost said something my mother would have said. So I don't. Let's just do it and finish it and be done with the project and have it look professional and neat and nice and new.
Can I say something? Right. Joanne, you're absolutely right. But I think if you look, and you were going to do all this, and you looked at those cabinets, and they looked really bad, it should have been included in the first price and brought in front of the board. This piecemeal $4,000 here, $4,000 there, I don't like it.
Well, I agree with that.
But I think it should be done.
I think I think what happened was it was started as a small project, like so many other things, and then just grew. But here we are, just like a gazebo.
Let's do it and get it over with.
Any
you're going to do
comments?
It, do it right.
I'll call the question. All in favor of Keith's motion was for $5,000. It was moved in second that we authorize that much expenditure to complete the library. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, like sign?
No.
No.
Can I have a roll? Well, let's start with Terry.
No for Terry.
No?
No.
Eloise?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
And Joe, no?
No.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Okay. Under new business, we have one item because it's that time of year. I don't know if we have a long history, because my history here isn't that long, but I know we did authorize Christmas gifts to our employees last year, and it's that time. Since we're not having an end of December meeting, we have to take care of that tonight. Cherie, do you want to give any background as to what we did? People at the gatehouse,
they all got a $25 gift certificate to Publix, except for Steve and Bruce. And quite honestly, Steve is the backbone of that gatehouse. He's the guy that kind of stays in the shadows, but he is just amazing. So having said that, it's up to the trustees to determine what kind of a... They all were given a $25 gift certificate to Publix.
At the gate.
And then the trustees decided on the rest of the staff. I do have a list. However, Jack had just asked me for the employee names, and I guess you wanted to decide on that yourselves.
Joanne, she says that Bruce and Steve were separate from the other people at the gatehouse.
And what did they get?
I don't know.
Last year, I was fairly new and didn't realize how much Steve actually did. So he also got the $25 gift certificate. However, I believe he is definitely worth more than that. I think Bruce got a $100 bonus, and I think Steve is right up there with Bruce. That's my opinion.
Don't we have a copy from last year?
I do.
We don't have it.
I have it. Jack did. Jack, I can get it. Excuse me.
That would help.
My list doesn't show anything for Steve.
He's the quiet one, and he does quite a bit.
$25. Those cards didn't show. But the other custodial staff and the administration show, except we have some changes.
Well, we should discuss administration, the board.
Me personally, I'd rather get a $25 gift certificate to Home Depot.
You can't eat that, though.
I don't think Bruce would use that.
Can't eat a screwdriver.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Last year, Jose received 100, Bruce received 100, Cherie received 200. Lori didn't show up, probably because she just started in November, I think, if I have that right. And now Kathleen Richardson, our part-time person, didn't show up either. So we have three people there to look at. And on the custodial staff, James had 75. Luke is new. Earl showed 50. I think we'd be smart to do these in pieces. The gatehouse.
Steve is on here.
We have 100 for Bruce, and then we'd have 25 for six others, and then we have Steve left to fall between the 25 and 100. Board member want to slot a figure in there for Steve?
He does
everything. If I knew then what I know now, I was fairly new, so I see how much Steve does, and he keeps it going.
He's the one that comes in right after Bruce.
He does all the computer work. He is the troubleshooter for FilePro. He's the guy that works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the afternoon shift. The tall fella.
The quiet one that reads a lot.
Yes.
I'd like to see his be increased to 100, the same as Bruce.
100?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys excused me last year.
So then we have the other... Do you agree with me that we should do these piecemeal?
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
I said, do you agree that we do these piecemeal? Gatehouse, administration, custodian.
Yeah.
Do three separate motions.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Let's call the one for the gatehouse.
I make a motion that we give Bruce and Steve a $100 bonus and all the other gatehouse people $25.
I'll second that motion.
Any other discussion? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Okay, in our custodial setting, Jose was 100, Earl was 50, James was 75, and now we have Luke, who is new.
I think what we did last year, Lori was brand new. She got a public gift certificate. I think that probably would be appropriate for Lou as well.
We're
We're just doing the custodians.
We're doing just,
we're just looking at the custodians.
But
he's saying,
yeah, right here.
Luke.
Oh, Luke. Lucia. Huh.
Yes, but since he is in the similar situation that Lori was just new, she got a Publix gift card last year.
Oh.
Oh, from past precedent is what she's saying. That's how we handled him. Pardon me? 25 gift card at Publix. Do we have a motion?
Can I ask a question here? Is is there a generic gift card that they can, like a credit card with a balance on it?
You got them.
So they don't have to pick one spot or another?
You can do whatever you want. You can go to Payless, you could go to Publix.
What I'm asking though, is the gift card we're giving only good for one spot, or are we giving a gift card?
You can get a gift card for anything, anywhere.
And you can get a gift card, or you can spend it in two or three different places.
Sure. Yeah. We just thought Publix was convenient. It was, you know, pretty universal. Yeah, sure. Visa.
MasterCard,
yeah, MasterCard, Visa. Yep, you anything.
Gas, whatever.
Any kind of credit card.
So do I hear that the general murmur says, let's make it a generic one and not a specific place?
Yeah. Just got oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You probably don't charge it for the card.
Everybody
okay.
has to eat.
It's a fee for the card.
We also could just give them a check.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Just give them a check.
Now we're going to do the administration.
Pardon me? No, we haven't solved this one yet, Barb. Have we?
Joanne,
have a motion in a second yet for the custodial?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure. If we give them cash, is a card considered salary where a gift card wouldn't be?
Well, that's what I was concerned with, is taxes.
Gift card,
you know,
better.
Okay. If we go through payroll, then we have to show taxes, FUTA, SUTA, FICA. So it was just easier to do a credit card. Whatever kind of credit card, you know, it's completely up to you guys. Everybody has to eat. That's why I thought Publix just seemed the most logical thing.
You don't get audited. I await a motion.
What are you awaiting a motion on?
I'll make a motion.
What to do for the
custodians? That the custodians be given the pay raises we just discussed. I mean the gift certificate. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I think it's time to go home.
Okay. It's been moved that we give these
gift certificates.
Gifts to the custodial staff. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further comment?
Is it for a gift card or a Publix gift card, or were we saying a general gift card? What was the motion, Barbara?
Barbara, what was
what?
Your motion?
What is your motion?
A Publix gift card or a general gift card?
General, that way they can either use it at Publix, or they can go to the movies, or they can do anything they
want. All right, general, okay.
Okay.
Or go out to dinner.
All in favor say aye.
How much?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign.
Well, you get Visa cards. Or MasterCard. No.
Jose, 100. Earl, 50. Luke, 25 gift card. James Heron, 75.
Just like it was last year.
Wait a minute. Aren't these all gift cards that we're getting? Or are they getting cash?
Gift cards. Cherie?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Do they all get gift cards or do they get cash?
The only gift cards that we gave out was to the gate staff and also the new hires. So Lori got a gift card, Kathy got a gift card because Kathy was part-time. So she got the gift card, Lori did, and the gate staff. Everyone else got a check or cash, a bonus check.
Okay, and is that a straight $100 bonus?
Yes.
Is anything taken out of that?
No.
Okay. So.
And then we have to pay.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Have I got this right now? Because we went over this a few years ago, and I thought we were given all gift cards. If we give a cash bonus, then we have to pay FICA, Social Security, workman's compensation, so on and so on and so on. Why don't we just leave it as all gift cards?
That's what I just
you
proposed.
You can always eat food. But it's costing us another 20% in payroll stuff to do a check.
And it was my understanding that Barbara's motion was
yes.
for gift cards. At least that's what I thought.
I thought we were doing that before, and now I'm finding out we were given cash.
No, let's go back to the first one, too, now, with the gatehouse. Those were all gift cards,
yes.
including Bruce Gilbert and Stephen Woolridge for $100. Gift card.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I said.
I don't want to really muddy the waters, but I think I have it straight in my head after all of this tonight already. It could be scrambled after this hour and a half. But it was my impression that it ran through payroll, and they got the amounts that we said, but it cost us that added fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By giving them a salary check. And so we absorbed the FICA and whatever else had to go in there, is my understanding.
How do you do that?
Yep.
How do you do that?
That's why I suggested gift cards, Jack.
Right.
We're voting on gift cards.
Yes.
And we don't have to pay it out.
So I just wanted to clarify so that it doesn't go on like, well, how come you didn't say that it was a payroll check last year?
No.
Okay. I think we're ready for part three.
I need one.
Did we vote on that one?
I'm very dry.
Did we vote?
Yes. We had a motion and a second by Terry Steimer to do 100 gift cards only. Jose Rivera, 100. Earl Simmons, 50. Luciana Colucci, 25. And James Heron, 75. Motion and a second now.
Okay, so I think we're ready to vote.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign.
That's to administration.
Okay. Looking at the administration, Cherie, was that 200? And Lori and Kathy were at the gift card.
How much was Lori?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lori last year was.
She had only been here for a month.
I'd like to make a motion that we give Cherie Morris 200, Lori 100, and Kathleen Richardson 50.
I'll second that.
And we're talking gift cards again?
Yes.
Okay. Want to clear the air. Okay. Any comments, trustees? Any comments from public? Not publics, but public.
General. If you get
okay.
the general, they can go to restaurants, they can go and do anything they want with them.
Right. I'll call the question. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed, like sign. Okay.
Well, I got an issue. Small one.
21 years. 21 years. I think four. Jose is like eight. Dwayne.
Yeah, next year. Don't worry about it. the letter.
He's James.
Send the letter.
He's James. That's James Harrod DeWayne. We got him covered. All right. Public comment.
I can't believe I
Gary Valentine, 1057 Maple Court. Just want to remind people that we need two volunteers for the ACC for alternates. So we really need some additional help. May I make a suggestion? Next time there's a major project, library, whatever, that you get a committee. There's enough people in this facility, in this park, that have experience and background in all types of things. So if you had an advisory committee to get the quotes, to get the information, it would save a whole lot of problems.
Gary, thank you for that. And I tried desperately from the time I started working here to get a committee together. So I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Helen Ferguson, 1127 Keystone Court. I just have an idea, and it really isn't going to cost us much, but probably not more than $50. But when you first come into this park is beautiful. But it has just bothered me so much coming through the gate where they have all the pylons. They look like trash. Can we just get some new, either paint them or get new ones? Because that's the first thing you see when you come in the park.
New what?
It's those orange things, those pylons with the
They have the flags coming out of them, the little flags. Actually, it's funny you should mention that, Helen, because Bruce is actually getting a price on replacing them.
Yeah.
And really. I know. The thing is, too, there's been a lot of talk about even moving the directional.
Oh, the thing. Yeah,
so
yeah, we did.
I've been kind of waiting for some.
Yeah, we did talk about that before. But, you know, I look at them and I think, oh, my God, that's the first thing that everybody sees when they come in here. You know?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Okay. That's it.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. I just want to remind everybody that the fundraiser on Thursday, please take your coupons and so forth, but if you have a group, they will not seat you until your entire group is there.
Thank you.
Where is
it? Beef O'Brady's.
Jean Demers, 255 Mystic. Yesterday, Luke called me to tell me my husband had left his license, and I came up to get it, and he wasn't around. And I'm knocking on doors, and I'm trying to find him, and I'm looking around, and here is a button over here by the water fountain to call them. Why wouldn't the button to call the maintenance men be by the door where it should be? I mean, you have to go looking for it. It's kind of ridiculous. And he didn't even hear me anyway when I buzzed it.
Nobody has an answer?
That's where it was originally.
Steve Ambrose, 241 Blossom. Just a quick question. I know it didn't come up today, but I've heard talk about replacing some of the old cement benches and that around the park. There are a lot of benches around the park now that people have donated, and they're beautiful, but no one ever sits on benches, so should we be spending any more money on new cement benches?
No.
The only question I've got.
I think I'm going to kind of add to that. I agree with you around the park. They're not utilized. They're more of a memory. But I do think around the pond, we do. The four around the pond, and I think that would be it. But I'm not going to spend any money for a long time, I promise. So that's not going to be high on the priority list.
Just as a comment, I have the one outside mine, and it gets set on 4 to 5 times every week. Not by me, by other people.
Hi, Darlene Howell, 151 Cheswick Circle. I'm the president of HPPOA. I just want to put out there that John B. is no longer going to be doing the telephone directory, so we need somebody to step up to do that. You guys get more people at your meetings. That's why I'm doing this. And also, we do have a couple of openings on the HPPOA board, as three members will be leaving this year. So just welcome. Our meetings are on Monday nights, the first Monday, if you want to come and join us. Thank you. Is that the second
no,
Monday?
First no. And third. First and third.
First and third. Thank you.
Adding to what Helen said, I have a spouse who says, can't you do something about that gatehouse window? She says, you see all that junk that's in there? She says, that's the first thing you see. That's why I was going to argue with Helen. The first thing she sees is all this clutter. So maybe we need to talk to Bruce or Steve and say, can you take 5 minutes and powder that up a little bit? Okay.
How about if we just take the building down?
Trustee comments?
Yes. Are we negotiating with Spectrum at all for a new contract or anything? Do we negotiate with Spectrum for a new contract?
I think the contract is up in what, 2023, Joe?
2023.
Yeah.
2023.
2023.
I would suggest that we keep the contract to 2023 and then address it then, because it's going to be like, you know, heading towards $400,000 to do the whole
part. I'll be dead by 2023.
It's all
going to be. The reason I asked that question is because I don't have a channel lineup on my TV. You know, most television companies send you a channel lineup when you get to TV. I don't have one of those. Didn't know where to get it. Okay, here's what I do know. I do know that a friend of mine said he went online and got me a channel lineup. The problem with this channel lineup is I've gone down 15 channels, and 8 of them weren't coordinated with the channel lineup that I got on, that he got me online. So what I'm asking is, if I go to channel 97, what you're saying, right, that I should get an updated channel lineup, and it'll agree with the guide, and I don't have to go to see anybody about this. Bright House.
Okay. Just got to wait 10 minutes while it goes around.
Okay, now here's the deal. I'm depending on you for this. Because the next meeting, if I don't have it, I'm going to be talking to y'all.
You can get a channel lineup for another $8 a month on your TV.
Whoa. I'm not going to do it. Not for $8 a month.
And a couple of boxes, too. The
channel 97, thank you.
Eloise?
They want to spend the money.
Yeah. Sure. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I'd like to thank everybody who made helpful comments for the last couple of years. This is my last meeting. And so there will be an open board seat. It's really not all that bad. I survived, so somebody come up and take it. And point of privilege, they can't fire me, so I can do a little advertising. We have a concert on Sunday at 2. Please tell all your friends and neighbors. We have lots of new people. And I could still use one or two volunteers to put cookies on trays about a half an hour before. Thank you.
We'd like to thank you for your service, Eloise. Thank you. Now, since the subject was open about the gate, I never notice the pylons. I don't notice the clubhouse. All I notice is that cement telephone pole that's going to fall on me as I come through. I don't have time to notice those other things. I'm worried about that. Anyway, thanks for coming. Bye.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That pole drives me crazy. It's so crooked. But I do have one other comment I was asked to speak about, and that's those who drive the golf carts and the idea that you have to follow the rules of the road. And what was really brought to my attention was that you have to follow the arrows, particularly those in the parking lot. Don't go against them. Apparently, a couple of weeks ago, there was almost a near accident between a car and a golf cart. The golf cart going in the wrong direction as the car was pulling out. Please, please follow the rules of the road. You have a four-wheeled vehicle.
Motorized.
Keep it on the road and follow the rules of the road. Stop at stop signs and beware of the cars and the pedestrians. And for everyone, we will not be convening again until after the first of the year. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays to all.
Hey, Jack Paston.
I was just going to say that. Happy Holidays to everyone.
Joe.
Everybody have a happy holiday season.
I'm just going to say one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go out walking at night with your dog or with your spouse, please wear light clothes and carry a flashlight. So many times people are in the middle of the road and some one of these days somebody's going to get hit. But I want to wish, I'm old-fashioned, a Merry Christmas, okay?
One quick pitch. Wednesday night we have karaoke. It was unannounced. It's not on any calendar or anything. It's a special thing we just threw together for Wednesday night, and we're going to have a Christmas theme. So bring your favorite songs from Christmas with you.
I'm sorry, when is it? When is it?
Wednesday night, 6:30, Christmas theme.
Christmas Eve?
Christmas theme.
Christmas. Oh, it's a Christmas theme. Wednesday night, 6:30.
I await a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all say aye.
Aye.
Follow the crowd.